Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love. I'm a dating and relationship expert specializing in helping you get your ex back or to get over your ex and your favorite ex back coach. So, your ex is an avoidant, huh? I took a poll in the community tab on YouTube, and apparently 80% of people who responded believe that their ex is an avoidant. Now, if you watch my channel, you're obviously here because you want your ex back. But as you know, avoidance are a little more difficult to deal with than someone with a secure or an anxious attachment style if you're trying to get them back. So if you've been a good little soldier and you stayed in no contact, what happens when they finally realize that you're actually gone? Well, you're about to find out. But first, I want to welcome back my good little soldiers and maybe a few of my bad little soldiers. Have you downloaded my app Silencio to help you stay in no contact? The link is underneath every single video and podcast. And if you too would like to join our no contact army, it's easy. All you have to do is hit the subscribe button and the bell notification and you're in. And to read our manual, go to nocontactsecrets.com where you can read 2 free chapters before you purchase the book. So the title of this video is The Moment an Avoidant Realizes They Lost You. The key word is lost. You have to be lost before they can realize that they lost you, right? And they can't realize that they lost you if you are still around in any way, shape, or form. That's why I'm so passionate about following my rules of no contact to a T, so that there is no wiggle room for them to believe that you are still there waiting for them. And the sooner you get into no contact and the longer you stay there, the quicker they will realize that they've lost you. If you respond to breadcrumbs or you break no contact and reach out, the road to getting an avoidant is going to be even longer. It's usually easier and faster to get someone back who has either a secure or an anxious attachment style. So if your ex is an avoidant, it's even more important that you do things correctly after a breakup if you want them back. Now, with an avoidant, there's always a tug of war between their feelings and their fears. They may have feelings for you, but if their fears are stronger than those feelings, they'll back away or break up with you. And after a breakup, avoidants are very, very good at self-soothing because that's what they had to do in childhood. They're also good at distracting themselves, tuning out, flaw finding, reassurance, numbing out with activities such as drinking, smoking, partying, all that fun stuff. To convince themselves that life is now better. That's why they would rather be alone whenever they feel hurt or rejected, because they're used to being alone. So hey, they put on an armor of self-protection that says that they don't really need you anyway, and they're better off without you and all your flaws. And avoidants are generally not anxious after a breakup, at least not initially. They also tell themselves that they can always get you back until there is actually some concrete evidence that they probably won't be able to get you back, such as you're dating someone else or you stopped responding to their messages. And by the way, if you are finding this video helpful, if you could please hit the like button, it's free, it doesn't cost anything, and it will help the channel out. Thank you so much. Okay, so after 4 to 6 weeks of the self-soothing and everything else I mentioned, which by the way is called the deactivation period, the fears are gone and they're left with the feelings, or what remain of the feelings. They'll start to miss you if you stayed in no contact, especially if it was a long-term relationship. So as long as you haven't contacted them and left them alone, they'll move into a 6 to 16 week activation period. And that is when you will be most likely to want to get back together. And that is when they start to look at things from a more objective point of view, and they start to focus on the good things instead of the bad. And this is where the faded effect bias kicks in, which I talked about in my video, 7 Reasons Why the No Contact Rule Works on Everyone. And I will put the link in the upper right-hand corner on YouTube. They'll wonder if they made a mistake. And there's also going to be some self-blame on their part. And this is also when they start to think about what they miss about you, and they start to long for you. Now, They don't want to reach out, so they will do things to try to get you to reach out. They'll try to provoke you to break no contact. And this is where we see the breadcrumbing that so many people report. And if that doesn't work, because you've joined my no contact army and you know what to do, then they'll find an excuse to contact you. But it will rarely be an I miss you text, although it may be I miss the dog, I miss the cat, I miss the snake, I miss the bird. Or they may offer to help you with something that they know you needed help with in the past. Or they'll breadcrumb you by sending memes or photos, especially if they're a dismissive avoidant. Okay, so that is what is going to happen when an avoidant finally realizes that they lost you. But remember, you first have to be lost. So if you're dating an avoidant, don't think that you need to reach out. If their interest level is high enough, they will at some point reach out. It may take longer than you'd like, especially if you're anxious, but they will contact you if you leave them alone and they go through all the steps that I've mentioned. And I actually have a short comment here from someone who did get an avoidant back. And here it is. She says, "He's an avoidant. I did no contact for a while. Fast forward, the change in him is scary. I never would have guessed we'd be this deep into a relationship and him talking about marriage. I was the one saying, no, not him. It won't work on him. He's too cold. He doesn't care. He doesn't love me that much. I did no contact to get my sanity back and to move on." That no contact and him seeing that I'll leave him has changed him into a completely different man. Good for you. Congratulations. All right, see what happens when you just leave an avoidant alone, or anybody, no matter what their attachment style is. If you leave them alone, yes, you too may get a marriage proposal. So now I want to hear from you. What attachment style does your ex have, and how long have you been in no contact? And in the meantime, if you would like my help to get your ex back, by the way, I should mention I too am an avoidant. I feel like I'm admitting to something. So it takes an avoidant to catch an avoidant, to get one back. So who better to help you? So I do coaching, and you can contact me at theartoflove.net. The direct link is underneath every single video and podcast, and we will send you the rates. If you found this video helpful, please like, subscribe, and share. If you're listening to this as a podcast, please rate and review. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.